We continue from verse number 40 onwards of Surah Sad, which is the 38th Surah of the Noble Quran. In verse number 40, Allah Rabbul Izzah makes reference to a great Nabi who was tested very severely by Allah Rabbul Izzah, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Sayyidina Ayyub is discussed two places. He's discussed in Surah Anbiya, where Allah Rabbul Izzah makes reference to Sayyidina Ayyub, where first there's a reference to him, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنَّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Ayyub, when he had called out to his Rabb that difficulty has touched me and you are the most forgiving. And Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, and we accepted his call, فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ, and we removed the difficulty. There's reference in Surah Anbiya to Sayyidina Ayyub. And his story is related very briefly in the Quran, and the details are not clearly known. On one occasion, there was an incident of the golden locust that is reported by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we will share that story with you. In terms of the life and times of Sayyidina Ayyub, in Durrul Manthur, Hafiz Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah is narrated several reports about Sayyidina Ayyub from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas and Sayyidina Qatada and Sayyidina Hassan Basri. But all these narrations are about Israeli art. He suffered a terrible difficulty. Shaitan was the cause of his difficulty. The difficulty affected his personal health as well as his wealth. His family was destroyed in the process. He experienced great patience, for which Allah praise him. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Inna wajadnahu sabira, that we found him to be patient. We found him to be very patient in the way he dealt with the situation, how he responded at instance, every instance. Sayyidina Ayyub enjoyed lots of bounties, and that was all taken away from him. He was left without any wealth or any family. Only his wife remained by his side. And this lady's name was Rahma. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that in Surah Anbiya he made the dua. And what was the dua that he made? He said, Anni masaniya dhur, difficulty has certainly afflicted me, wa anta arhamur rahimin, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. In Surah Sad, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, he says, Anni masaniya shaitanu binusbi wa adab, verily shaitan had afflicted me with pain and difficulty. And the author of Ruh al-Ma'ani writes that this word nusb, which we translated as pain, it refers to extreme fatigue that one experiences after hard labor. And then adab is translated as also as pain, which the verse in Surah Anbiya refers to a dhur, difficulty. So some commentators say nusb and dhur refers to physical ailments, and adab refers to the loss of his family and wealth. Allah Rabbul Izzah fastajabna, we accepted his dua, and Allah commanded that urkud bil rizlik, that he strike your foot on the ground. And when he did this, a spring of water gushed forth from the ground. Allah then told him, hadha mughtasalun barid wa sharab, this is cold water for bathing and drinking. He therefore took a bath in the spring and drank the water, and as a result, Allah granted him complete cure, both internally and externally. And Allah also collected his scattered family around, allowing them to enjoy a life of prosperity once more. Allah then caused his family to grow to such an extent that they doubled. And this is where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُمْ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا, that we granted him, we gifted him his family and the like of thereof in addition, which was a mercy from us, wa dhikra, and a reminder for the people of intelligence. There's various opinions in terms of his family, whether the entire family had passed away. Allah had granted Sayyidina Ayyub as many children as he had lost. Ibn Majah has a narration that Sayyidina Ayyub suffered and his suffering began on a Wednesday, and he was cured on a Thursday. Allah Rabbul Izzah continues by saying, Rahmatan min indina, a mercy from us, and a reminder to the people of intelligence. This entire incident serves to remind the intelligent ones that Allah will graciously reward those who experience patience when afflicted by adversity. It is said that he may have taken an oath about distancing himself from some family member or his spouse. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah told him, take a handful of twigs, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ذِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ, and strike it, وَلَا تَحْنَثْ, and do not break your oath. This referred to the incident that during his illness, Sayyidina Ayyub, when he became angry with his wife, they said in Israeli in Riwayat, one such suggests that Shaitan once passed by the wife of Sayyidina Ayyub in the disguise of a physician. And when she requested him to treat her husband, Shaitan said, I shall cure him without charging you for the treatment of medicine. However, when he's cured, I want you to say that I cured him. And she accepted. And when she continued, when she mentioned this to Sayyidina Ayyub, he became very angry. And he said that, you promise Shaitan that you will say he cures? When I become well, I shall cane you 100 times. And Allah cured him. The time came for him to fulfill the oath of caning her. It was then that Allah devised that how he should fulfill his oath. Allah said, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ذِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. Allah advised him to take 100 twigs in his hand and strike her with them as a substitute for caning her 100 times. An analogy can be drawn from this incident that to legalize the substitution of lashing a person with 100 twigs instead of 100 continuous lashes. The situation of Sayyidina Ayyub, what, you cannot use this now and say that this person has to get the penal punishment. Now let's do it like this. No, this was a special incident. What this incident does highlight is the importance of fulfilling an oath. That although Allah could have forgiven the oath without any substitution, Allah did not, but decreed that he substitute the act instead. In this way, the position of the oath in the Sharia is still maintained. There's also an incident by Imam Abu Dawud, who narrates that a person who was to be lashed for committing adultery with a slave woman had grown extremely weak. And when the Ansar came to visit him in his illness, he told them to inquire the ruling from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they explained the situation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also added that the person was so weak and frail that only skin and bones were left on him. And they also told the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the man's bones were so weak that they would break if people were to bring him before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Consequently, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed the Sahaba to break a branch of date palms into 100 parts, which would be used collectively to strike him. So although this person deserved to receive the 100 lashes, he was not physically able to bear the punishment, and since the object of the punishment is to take a person's life, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam substituted the punishment so that the penal or the penalty does not completely lose its status in the Sharia. What we need to understand is that the penalties in the Sharia should never be completely waived, because the Quran says that about those who are deserving of the penalties. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and وَلَا تَأْخُذُكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and mercy for the adulterer should not have hold you with regards to Allah's deen if you believe in Allah. Now, one question arises, that did Sayyidina Ayyub make dua for health during the days in which he suffered? If he did, why was his dua not answered? And the fact is that Sayyidina Ayyub must have made dua to Allah in those days. However, he had to remain ill for as long as Allah had predestined. And of course, he received the full reward of his dua, as well as an elevation in his stages in the after. And his dua was therefore stored as a treasure for him. No dua of a mu'min is ever wasted. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a mu'min, his dua is accepted in one of three ways. Either he is granted exactly what he asked for, that's the one. The second is the dua is stored for a treasure for him in the year after. Or the third thing is that a pending calamity is averted in lieu of the dua. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, the Sahaba said, Allah, then we shall make abundant dua. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah's gives everything in abundance. Allah gives everything in abundance. So don't let it be that you think that, because we will make abundance of dua, then duas will lose its stature in some way or the other. That will never be the case. Concluding on the incident of Sayyidina Ayyub, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported that Sayyidina Ayyub was once bathing naked in private, and golden locusts began to rain down on him. And when he began to collect it in his clothing, Allah said, "Oh Ayyub, have I not made you wealthy? Do you need what is this?" And Sayyidina Ayyub said, "Oh Allah, I swear by your honor, you have certainly made me wealthy, but I can never be independent of your blessings. I can never be independent of your blessings," meaning that this comes from you, Ya Allah, and whatever comes from you, I have great interest in attaining that. And it's reported that when Allah had cured Sayyidina Ayyub, he rained the locusts down. That may have occurred at that time, or it may have occurred at another time. There are numerous lessons that we can learn from this entire incident, but the most glaring lesson is the patience of Sayyidina Ayyub. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us the ability to draw from the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam.